Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Certain Hunterview residents should consider filling up their water jugs or squeezing in an afternoon shower, as water isolation is planned for early tomorrow. The water supply will be cut off in Dimmick Street tomorrow morning between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. as maintenance work is underway. Singleton Council are installing a new development to connect to the existing water lines. Only 3 residential properties will be affected by the water isolation. Council are thanking locals for their patience while the works are undertaken. For a map of properties in Hunterview affected, visit the station's website. A new report has found 1 in 6 community and disability professionals are planning to leave the sector within the next 2 years. The figures are higher amongst young professionals, with nearly a third of those aged between 18 and 39 planning to exit in the short term. CEO of HESTA, Debbie Blakely, says while most express significant pride in their work, the findings could pose a concern for services in regional areas.
With nearly half of HESTA community and disability service members living and working in regional and rural Australia, we do understand how important it is that issues like low pay and career development in those regions are addressed. And at the end of the day, that's so that quality services are available to those communities and that Australians in need can continue to receive quality care and support no matter where they live.
And a new case of COVID-19 has been identified in the Upper Hunter overnight. It was located in the Singleton local government area in Darlington. It comes after the Hunter New England Health Region recorded 53 confirmed cases. The other locations included 21 in the Mid-Coast, 13 in Moree Plains, 6 in Newcastle and 3 in Cessnock, Lake Macquarie, Port Stephens and Tamworth. 21 people were infectious while out in the community and 22 were isolating during their infectious period. 10 remain under investigation by health experts. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 262 new locally acquired cases overnight.